What is up, everybody? This is Aren't You Funny, and I'm joined by two very special guests today. Also, Drew, for those of you that don't know me outside Twitch. and this is Peace of Mind. It is a podcast hopefully designed to at least bring you a little bit better quality of life and give you some food for thought, some things to think about, maybe some ways you can improve your life a little bit on a daily basis. And today we're going to, I know that here recently we've talked a lot about some pretty like heavy topics really. And we're going to mix it up a little bit today, and we're going to focus on something a little bit lighter, I guess, because it's not like super heavily focused on, oh, well, this is depression, this is anxiety, this is all those things. Instead, we're just going to talk about life in general, and more specifically about adulthood, and talk about how adulthood has either met our expectations, or how things have been different and completely unexpected, or, you know, just kind of whatever comes up. So point being, essentially, we're just going to be talking about life today, and hopefully you'll get as much out of it as you have been the other episodes, because I'm pretty stoked about this one for several reasons, the biggest of which being that we have some awesome guests. So, typical disclaimer, I may be a therapist by day, but I'm not your therapist, so this isn't to replace anything you've got going on. And of course, if you have any kind of crises going on, I would love to be a support for you, but ultimately I'm not going to be the best support, just because I'm probably not going to be readily available when you need me. So the best option for you is going to be to reach out to, like, you know, the National Suicide Hotline, or to reach out to some crisis services in your area, whether it be just kind of like Googling your city and state and crisis or something along those lines. But again, ultimately, I'm not going to be the best one to address that in the moment. So with that being said, fellows, would you like to introduce yourselves, starting with Mr. Bailey?
My name is Bailey, also known as RX Vapor. Yep, that's it.
My name is Pobzer, also Luke, like the Jedi.
It's true, he is a Jedi. He's also a fellow streamer, and one that has been playing random games, which is what drew me to him.
We don't even know he's a,
right. So he's a guy that I know hasn't been on the podcast previously. Bailey's a return guest, but Pobzer, or Luke, I met through a guy that randomly started watching my channel when I very first started streaming. And this guy was like, yo, you should go check this guy out. I think you all would have a lot in common. You know, it seems like you all would gel well or whatever. So I came and checked Pobz out, and immediately he was like, just know that he likes to yell a lot. So I came in and I'm like, who's this guy yelling playing these random games? But this is freaking awesome. Like, Pobz plays games that I have never heard of in my life up until he starts playing them, like Fran Bo or what's the one you've been playing recently? The Western game.
West of Loathing.
Yeah, exactly. And stuff like that, and like I absolutely love it. So point being, that's how Luke or Pobz and I came to know each other. So, yeah. So at the end of this, I'll have him shout his stuff out, and you can come check him out sometime if you'd like. So, basically, one of the things that I know that we were wanting to talk about at some point was just kind of adulthood and how things may or may not be quite what we expected, and just kind of how we deal with things on a daily basis with that of, like, you know, well, I thought adulthood would be this, or I thought, you know, I expected this to be this and it's not, or whatever. And I'm curious where you guys want to start, because I'm just kind of rolling with the punches today. So I've been a little sick, so I'm a little out of it, and I'm just like, yo, let's just do a podcast, because why not? So where do you all want to start?
I guess we could start at the being like a 10-year-old going into a 20-year-old life.
Fair
Kind
enough.
of the 10-year difference.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, like, just any topic on that?
Yeah, absolutely. Wherever you want to start, I'm down.
Okay, so, definitely, we'll start with like money, I guess. Definitely learned that as a 10-year-old that I always thought mommy and daddy were made of money, which was not the case. I thought that credit card, it was always unlimited.
Oh yeah.
And I got a slap in the reality of now that my debit card's got like $24 in it. So, but
Absolutely.
it's definitely made me look at work. It's made me respect work a lot more of like people that sit on their butts all day and don't do anything and they complain that they don't have any money. I'm just kind of like, yeah, you see how that works out.
Yeah.
And then I've definitely understood the sit at work for 80 hours a week just to get a paycheck that pays all the bills. So it's been both ways.
Yeah.
Definitely now as I'm in a more relaxed job that I just sell cars all day that make no sense and aren't supposed to be here, but that's okay.
Exactly. So yeah, you've definitely had
But
both ends of the spectrum, 'cause like you had the job that
oh yeah.
you hated and then the job that you now love and is really kind of your baby in a sense, 'cause I mean you're building it from the ground up, so
Oh yeah, it's I might as well tattoo it on my butt.
absolutely. Yeah. Car show tracker was here,
Yeah.
right?
Screwed me a few times.
Yeah. Shoot. Yeah, okay. Yeah, and it's I can definitely kind of piggyback off this a little bit, and really the thing with me that kind of slapped me in the face, specifically with money, was budgeting. Like I thought that I had budgeting down, and I was like, oh yeah, like I've got this measly $100 a week, and I can totally like budget this, and I could live on my own, and I'll be perfectly fine. Like all this stuff's gonna be great, and then it came time to start like actually budgeting my money and not just worrying about like the next Xbox that I'm gonna get, or not just worrying about like, well, what am I gonna get for Christmas or whatever? How am I gonna make sure that I get all my family the things that I wanna get them and that kind of stuff. Instead, it was like, oh crap, like I've gotta be able to make sure that I can get bread and I've gotta make sure that I can get like my water bill taken care of and all that stuff. So it was like it was one of those where I was like, oh yeah, I can totally do that. Like this will be great. And then the time came and I was like, yo, this is not what I thought it was at all. Just kidding. Like, can I go back a little bit now? Can I have a little bit of a reset here? So that was one that
Exactly.
definitely
The way
slapped me
I
in the
look
face.
at it, the way I look at it is more of like when I was 10 to like 13 Christmas time, it was like, oh, I hope I get the biggest toys. And now Christmas time, when I go home, like, please, I hope you bought me socks and underwear. I need more. And they're
Yeah,
expensive.
absolutely. And I got the ones that'll hold up for like more than a year, right? This is gonna be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These are the stretchy kind that make me feel good about myself, right? They hold my beer gut in.
Absolutely. Yeah, 100%.
These are the socks that make my feet not sweat.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, and then of course the shirts that don't get the sweat stains on them, those are the best too. It's like, oh yeah, this is gonna be great. So the things that I never thought I would value, have now become like just absolutely essential for me, and being able to experience some of that stuff now is just like, this is so much love. I love it. Yeah, just like you said, the little things that you get excited for, like, oh, okay, I get to get plates now. This is freaking awesome. Or I
I can have more than two forks? Oh my God.
Right, exactly. And I think something else in general that I'm still trying to get the hang of this. Like I know that this probably comes down to personality a little bit, more than anything else, but time management, man. Like I think this feeds into a lot of different things too, but just the whole aspect of managing your time and trying to optimize it to make sure that you get everything that you want out of your day, or that you take care of all your responsibilities and that you aren't pushing things off until the next day and all that stuff. Like, I was always like, oh yeah, you know, I'm great at that. I can manage my time. This isn't a big deal at all, whatever. And like, I can't even get my stream started on time anymore because I've got my family that's a priority and I've got like all these different things. And I still end up staying up way later than I should because I make horrible life decisions with that, but I'm having fun. I'm decompressing, I'm relaxing. It's like this great thing, but you know, also one of those things where it's like, you know, I should probably be doing something a little different here, you know?
Yep. That's how I feel. I'm like sitting here like, I should be doing a lot of stuff for this website. Yeah. I really do want to watch the next Harry Potter. Oh, well, Harry Potter.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. And Pops, I know you're in school right now, but like, I think that's one of the, like, school's one of the times that made me really realize that like my time management is not the best at all. And it made me like, I stressed myself out a lot more than I really should have. Like, what's school been like for you, man?
I mean, I don't know. School's just kind of been a thing. I kind of go through the motions.
Yeah.
It's just really not for me.
Yeah.
It's really never been.
Well, I think that's another thing that's super, I don't know. And you know, I'd love to hear your all's thoughts about this too, but I feel like our generation, or at least mine was kind of raised to be like, oh, okay, well, you have to go to school, you have to get an education, you have to do these things. And then, you know, and then it's almost kind of like you feel forced into it. I don't know. What do you think, Pops?
I mean, you should get an education. This is 100%.
Yeah, absolutely.
True, but like... This is something I've talked about with, maybe not you, but I've talked about before. There's classes like trigonometry and advanced calculus, and they make you take those, and yet I would imagine like 70% of the class will never use that again. Yeah. And there's not classes like how to budget your money, how to set up a savings account,
yeah,
how to invest in actual things you need to know.
Absolutely.
Like life skill courses would be way more important than how to, I don't need to know how to divide by pi to get the angle of the quotient of the quotient angle quotient of pi of this triangle. You know what, yeah, I mean? Like,
yeah, absolutely.
Teach me how to do banking.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's, you know, it's actually, it's funny that you mentioned that because I had several experiences in Vapor. If you've got any input, feel free to jump in too. But I feel like in high school in particular, we're like, oh yeah, you know, we're going to go to college and we're going to learn all these things and it's going to be great. And then it was almost like college was an extension of high school in some ways, especially starting out when you're getting like your bachelor's or your associate's. Where it's like, okay, well, we're going to review this stuff to make sure we're all on the same page. And they never take time to do those like essential skills like you're talking about. Like, hey, you know, don't go out and open up 6 credit cards. Instead, you get like sold credit cards on campus. And they're like, hey, check out this cool student credit card that we can get you. And it's got 20% interest, but don't worry about that. Like, it's fine. You can just pay it off and it'll be great. And it's like, wait a minute. Like, this isn't right.
But don't forget, we tacked up 31% interest on it. So yeah, you're going to pay a lot more than you got.
Yeah, that 20% interest is just for the first month. And then after that, you can have another nice little 35% on top of that. And it's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah, I agree, Pops. Yeah. I think, you know, the life skills and the very practical end of things is something that gets overlooked a lot of the time because it's focused on a lot of abstract knowledge, I guess. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Yeah. Yes, and I think, guess this isn't really what, this is kind of a tangent, but
No, please.
that's kind of that's kind of the way we value, not everybody obviously, but that's kind of like the general way we value knowledge. Like there's game shows. If you know these little tidbits of information that really are useless, you're smarter than somebody when you just happen to know this little tidbit of information. If you know Albert Einstein wrote a book in 1872, it doesn't make you smarter than me. It just makes you knew that and I didn't. You know what I mean?
You knew what the
You
teacher
Googled
wanted you
something
to
I
know.
didn't.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, 110%. And I think that's something
I
that.
definitely feel that way about. Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead, go ahead.
I definitely feel that way about cars. It's like people come to me about knowing stuff about cars. I'm like, yeah, but I've been around cars for the past 14 years. You try to tell me how to direct the angle of the sun on Pluto. Sorry, I'm screwed. So I think it's definitely everyone has their high points, and it is like Popzer said, it's very stress frustrating that people think they're smarter than you because they know a little bit more information than you. I'm just like, yeah, in that subject, test me on something about JDM cars and we'll see how far we go. But it's everyone has their high side, and it's very annoying when people think just because they know one thing you don't that they're 10 times better than you.
And I think that something that you said is incredibly accurate here, which isn't necessarily, I think it's not just necessarily about, oh, okay, well, you're smarter than me. It's a self-assessment thing, but I think it's also like how they're viewed, and kind of like what Pabs was saying, and taking it a step further of like, oh, well, this person must be smarter than you, so then they're afforded opportunities that you may not be. Or, is I mean, are y'all, is it tracking with you? Like what do you think?
I mean, I'm tracking with
Okay.
you.
'Cause like I feel like I
I
totally just
brought
kind of
it
like
up.
got scr- No, I didn't feel like I got scrambled there, but like, I think it's one of those things where it's like they're viewed as smarter than you because they knew that Albert Einstein wrote that book. And then because of that, they're given more opportunities for, success moving forward, or they're viewed as smarter than you among their peers, or or whatever the case may be. But there's a certain amount of status that comes with things that are really kind of asinine.
I was following you.
Okay. But yeah, and I think that's, again, that's something that really shocked me in adulthood in particular, because sometimes, well, and so really, on at risk of going off of another tangent, but I don't really care because this is our podcast and we do what we want.
That's right. Gang, gang.
That's right. Is that, so two things with that. One of which, and this is something that Gary Vee talks about a lot in his podcast in particular, that really gels with me, is the overimportance of education to the point where like, where then practical knowledge is left behind. More specifically, in Gary Vee's instance, because he talks a lot about business, is the practical side of business. So you may get a degree in business, and you may get book knowledge related to business, but then when it comes to actually running a business, you flop. Because you don't have any of the real world experience, you don't, and because business is an ever evolving thing, your knowledge is outdated, and so then you're just another dude with a degree, or whatever, and it doesn't translate, it doesn't mean anything, and I could be wrong, and I hope I'm not misquoting here, but I feel like I heard another actually, on the Broman podcast, I think that he had a game developer, and I can't remember, Hamish maybe, on his podcast recently, that was talking about, like, yeah, it's great if you go and get your degree and you do all of that stuff in game design, but ultimately what people want is practical experience. They want to see your portfolio for making games. Like, the degree's all cool and all, but ultimately they want to see your degree. They want to see your portfolio. They want to see the stuff that you've been working on to show that you can apply any of these concepts and that you'll become an asset to the company. Whereas, you know, the fact that you got a degree in math doesn't mean anything, you know?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I'm more than that. Like anywhere, like a car business, like you go to an oil change place and they go, they're not going to ask you, oh, if you took 4 years of college to learn how to change oil. No, they're right. Looking to see if you've changed oil on a car and you can do it, and okay, you're hired. They don't care if you know the chemistry of how oil is made. They want to know if you put it in the car and drive the car out.
Right, and can you understand the system and know where to put the oil in the car, and are you willing to get your hands dirty?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, and exactly. There's also a lot of...
Go ahead.
Nope, go for it. I'll remember.
Okay. So, you know, somebody in chat just made a really good point in the tradition, especially in the business world, is a lot of times, like, really bad, because then you're following a lot of this, like, old school mentality, and you're following a lot of the stuff that used to work, but in the ever, you know, things are always evolving, especially with technology. And if you rely on a lot of those old ways, then you're really shooting yourself in the foot. So that was just, anyway, that's just, but I wanted to bring that up because I thought that was a good point. What were you going to say, Pobs?
I was just going to say that there's a lot of, like, in the world we live in, information is readily available all times.
Oh yeah.
And there's so much information that there's so much contradicting information from equally credible sources that it's hard to kind of figure it out without doing it yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. For example, the book we have that I'm learning from is, like, how to freelance, basically. Okay. How to run a freelance company and start up. And one of the big things in the book we were, you know, the school is pushing on us and is making us read is, like, charge hourly rates. Never charge anything but hourly rates. And then later I was reading online and there's a bunch of people that are like, don't ever charge hourly rates. Like, and his example was, I did a website for a guy and I charged $50 an hour, which sounds like a lot, but I made him a fantastic website in 2 hours. Mm-hmm. The website to him makes his business worth thousands of dollars, and I got $100.
Yeah.
When that website was worth thousands of dollars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know that firsthand.
Yeah, for sure. Well, and again, it's that real world experience where, yeah, the books may be great in theory, but it's also something to keep in mind that is just theory. But if we're just focusing on theory, then what's the point of learning that in the first place if we can't apply it in the real world, which is what the purpose of the degree is supposed to be? So it's this ugly kind of like catch 22 of, like, well, no education is bad, but then bad education is bad. So which one do we go for?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
So it's, it's, and it, you know, a lot of it is using, you know, making the best of the tools that we have for sure. And really, again, you know, blending in other podcasts that I listen to and other things that interest me. But, one of the things that, again, Gary Vee talks about is the willingness to work for free, because a lot of the time, people aren't going to know you unless you've been doing work for people previously. People aren't going to know you. And so then you, because of technology and things being readily available, like, you're not going to have as much value just coming in cold to somebody if they don't know your work. So then you can't prove that you're worth whatever you're asking because there's nothing to back that up. And so then, you know, being willing to humble yourself a little bit and say, okay, well, you know, I'll do this work for free, knowing that you're paying investments and you're putting your portfolio out there, you're getting your body of work out there, and then being ready to set up for the ask, saying like, you know, hey, I've proven myself here. Now, you know, can we talk about an arrangement or can we talk about whatever? Because a lot of the times, again, you know, we get focused on, well, I need to make a living out of this. And that's accurate. But again, if you come in, like Pobs was just talking about, you apply that like, okay, well, I need to charge hourly for this when I could have gotten a lot more money out of it if I had focused more on, you know, charging by quality of work or whatever the alternative would have been for that. So, yeah. Thoughts?
Yeah, I agree. For example, I'll use the Car Show Tracker website, for example, just with what you and Pobs were talking about, is we paid a guy to do the Car Show Tracker website. We gave him 10 grand to build the website.
Okay.
And sounds like a lot of money, and yes, it is a lot of money for what we got out of it. And let's just say I'm putting another 8 grand for someone else to build a new version of Car Show Tracker because I hate this version of Car Show Tracker. So it is someone that promised you 9 million things, and you're like, okay, if you can promise me this, perfect. This is great. This is everything I want. And we got the website, and it looked nice and dandy from the beginning, but then when it started getting used, the website crumbled. And I was like, oh, wow, people are actually going to use me? And you're like, well, yeah, you know, I want thousands and thousands and thousands of people to use this. And if it can't even hold 50 people trying to use the website at once, who knows what would happen if 10,000 people tried to use it. So I had to scratch that whole idea, and now I don't even put information into the website that much right now because it's not worth it. So now I have to dump more money into something that could have been avoided if I was smart enough to say, hey, you'll get the money when it's done type deal.
Yeah.
But people don't work like that anymore. It's give me money now and I might let you lick the icing.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Absolutely. Well, and so again, you know, kind of sticking with the theme of the podcast of like the unexpected things. So, you know, I feel like school culture in general tells us like, okay, well, you go out there, or well, not even school culture, but you know, things that I was raised to believe to be held true were two things. One of which was loyalty to a company, or loyalty to something in particular will make you an incredibly valuable employee, and then that value will be rewarded. And the second thing being like, okay, well, if you go and get this degree, then jobs are just going to be handed to you, and people will be like fighting for you to have you as an employee because you have X degree or Y degree. And that in itself will open up, you know, countless amounts of doors, which I think is partially true, but I don't think it's the sell that they tried to give us, or at least give me when I was coming up. What do you all? Pops, you've been quiet. What do you think?
Yeah, we'll give it to Pops.
Sure. I mean, you said it. I don't really have anything else to add to what you said. You said it pretty well.
Okay. So, Vapor, were you going to say something?
No, I'm right there with Pops. I agree with every word you say. I think we're right on the same page with each other.
Fair enough.
You really actually nailed that one in the park right there, so I think it's time to next.
Staples button. I think that's a big
that
fashion.
Was easy.
There we go. There it is. But I think that's something that, you know, again, adulthood kind of smacks you in the face with that, because you come up with this expectation of, okay, well, you go out and do this and this is what's going to happen. And I mean, I don't really think it's necessarily anybody's fault, per se, that was like giving us that information, because that was true at the time, but then things changed it's one of those like, yeah, you know, technically that might have been true, but that's not true anymore. So now you need to adjust for something completely different. So, yeah, and now it's just general like, okay, well, I might have this master's degree, but there's a likelihood that jobs may not be available for me, so I may have to go work in retail for a couple of years until a spot opens up, or you know, whatever, just so I can pay the bills. And I think that's the reality of things now. And I think this is another big thing that I didn't get told much coming up. I kind of had to learn on my own is networking. So, you know, being able and Pobs, I don't know, you're still in school, so you may be able to speak to this more than I can. But when I was in school and when I was in undergrad specifically, I didn't really use the resources I had at my disposal, in the sense that like I didn't really make connections with many people the way that I could have, and I didn't use much of my time to touch base with people that were in my field. Instead, I just kind of went to class and I did my due diligence. I did what I needed to do to get through class and get the grade that I wanted and moved on. And it wasn't until grad school that I really realized like, holy crap, I might be working with some of these people. Like I need to start talking to people, because if I don't, I may get left behind. I may miss out on a lot of opportunities. And so then I started talking to people, and that's when I realized like, hey, there's all kinds of other things out there that I'm not getting taught in class, that like job opportunities and, you know, things that are trending right here, right now that we're not talking about in class, or, you know, whatever, all these different breakthroughs and all this good stuff, like things that I would have never learned had I not talked to any of my classmates or any of my professors or whatever. And there are so many people that I know that have done that, and just gone through the motions and not made any of those connections. And then they get out of school and that's when they run into the like, okay, well, what now? Because I don't know, I've got my degree, but what do I do with it?
Yeah, I agree 100% with that. I mean, I seen that firsthand while I was working at Ingalls. There was people going, yeah, I've been in college for 4 years doing so-and-so degree. And I'm like, why are you a cashier at Ingalls then? It's like, because I can't find a job. I'm like, so you just spent $100,000 in college and you can't even go get a job right now. Like, that's the way I look at it. Yeah. I've always seen that people spend all this money in college and they're not even doing their dream job until they're 30 or 40. And then, yeah, they're going to make great money when they hit that dream job and it's going to be worth it. But in my opinion, as me and you personally know, at 16, I was ready to get the hell out of the house. So I had to have a job that was going to make me money right then and there.
Absolutely.
And then now it's, golly, I didn't have a degree in selling cars or coding on websites and stuff like that. And it's just, I think if you really want to do it and it's really your passion, you can just go out and do it.
Yeah.
I get education is very important and I agree, but there's some jobs you have to have it, like being a lawyer or something. But in my opinion, if you're good at something, embrace it and do it. Don't let a school stop you.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I mean, you know, the other beautiful thing is that school's always there. So like it's not going anywhere. People are always going to need school for something, even if it's trade school. Like that's still school.
Yeah.
So people will need those skills.
The sad part is though, is YouTube is turning into a school. You want to learn how to do something, you type it in YouTube and voila, there's 9 million videos to teach you how to do it.
I mean, that is true too, for sure. So Pops, kind of backtracking a little bit, what do you think about the whole networking thing? Have you like seen anything with that, or do you think that's still like relevant, or is that outdated now?
Oh, that's always relevant. Relationship and you know, building contacts with people is always relevant. And I mean, I'm sort of like you. I just kind of go to class and get my thing and move on. I've built some relationships with people there, but I'm not actively trying to go out and be like, hey, I wanna do this with you and yada yada yada. It's just, you know, it's just not who I am.
Yeah.
I'm not good at it, I need to get better at it, yada yada. But yeah, that's always something that you'll need social skills, unless you're doing something like, I don't know, you sleep all day. Get paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to sleep all day. Yeah.
I mean, even then you gotta get hooked up with the job, right? So I mean you gotta have skills to get there. Know.
And you just walk in like an Howard, hi, my name's Brian. Hello. Can I have this job? And they just give it to you and you're like, score. Boom, nailed it.
Absolutely.
But yeah, social skills are very important. I think that's one of the most important things you should learn. In between, I don't know about Pobzer. I haven't talked to him much. I just know he yells at weird video games. Me and Funny are very, very people person. So I don't know if Pobzer's all out, I love you type guy, but I'm that way. And it's very important to me to make someone smile. So I think social skills are very, very important.
Yeah.
Pobzer's the guy that just yells at you and makes you feel scared. And then you go, yes, sir.
No, not at all. I've never had that experience with Bob's once.
Me neither. He always loves me. He gives me so much love.
That's right.
I think I'm personable.
I would agree 100%. And again, you know, kind of looping things back to the theme, things unexpected from adulthood. You'd think that you would be developing all of these people skills while you're in school, and you'd be like, oh, okay, well, you know, I'm doing group projects. That means that I'm developing personal skills or whatever. But really, that's just not reality. Like I think it's an encouragement step. But it's not one where it's like, oh, okay, well, now I've got the confidence to go out and talk to people and go do a job or whatever. You know, it's not real, and the importance of your ability to do that, I don't think is ever really laid out there. It's not one where it's like, oh, okay, I really need to be able to do this. It's, oh, okay, again, you know, you get your degree or you get your whatever, and then you've just got a job. Boom, it's magic. Like, you don't have to work on interview skills. You don't have to work on any of that. Or if they do that, then they'll, like, what they did for me in college was my senior year when I was getting right before I got my bachelor's, they were like, oh, okay, so you're about to graduate. Well, we've got these great resources available. Like, we can do mock interviews. We can work on your resume with you and all this stuff. And I'm like, where was this when I actually needed it, when I was trying to get connected with things in the first place? Like, why are you just now advertising this to me when I've already got a job and I've already gotten hooked up with all the things that I need to get hooked up with? Like, now you tell me these resources are available? Like, where was this during orientation of like, hey, just so you know, we've got these study groups and we've got these people hooked up with all these prestigious programs and all these different things that you can go talk to? Like, what? Where was this?
Don't worry, we're a great big school. We got all the hookups. But
right.
We won't tell you until they that you don't.
Right. Right. Well, you know, I feel like it's the same thing with high school too, where they'll, like for me, the, yeah, exactly. It's an applied skill. And I think that same thing for high school too, where it was like, oh, okay, well, you know, it's your senior year now, so we're going to work on a resume on the last day of school and goodbye. Like, what? I'm sorry. Like, what? Why do I even need this? Oh, yeah, you know, for when you get a job. What? What does this even mean? Yeah, so
Yeah, that for me, like during high school and like the stuff you were just talking about, it was like, yeah, you're gonna need this when you go apply for a job. And I'm sitting there at 6 a.m. I'm like, wait, you guys don't have a job? I'm going to school and working 40 hours a week, and y'all don't even have a job? Mommy just bought you your BMW? I'm sorry, what?
See, Bailey's that
And
guy. Bailey's that guy sitting in class. He's like, "Well, I walked uphill to school both ways in the snow, barefoot."
Dude, I'm not even joking. My grandpa tells me that story all the time. I'm like, I'm right there with you, grandpa. I walk in the pouring rain to my job.
Absolutely. So Bailey's gonna be the get off my lawn guy when he gets older. Good to know.
Oh, 100%. I'm gonna have a Corona in my hand, a nice cold beer with my shotgun. You better get off my stinking yard, kids.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh shoot, that's good stuff. So yeah, I think
can't get that in any other podcast.
Yeah, welcome to Peace of Mind, everybody. Revised version. So I guess moving forward a little bit, so that we don't get too fixated on this. What do you all think would be the good next step for something that smacked you in the face in adulthood, or something that is currently smacking you in the face that was unexpected or that was different from what you had thought it would be?
This one can be a small topic because I don't have too much information on it. But from what I've personally experienced, relationships.
Yeah.
Like so, friendship, relationships type style.
Yeah.
Cause I mean, definitely from back when I was in like 10th through 11th grade, it was like, I'm not gonna splooge on myself. I'm not gonna be the cocky jerk around here. But I had a lot of friends. I was the class clown.
Yeah.
I was the kid that was too dumb to understand, so I just made everyone laugh to make everyone love me. And I still do.
Fair enough.
So I had a bunch of like a lot of friends and everything, and like, dude, I'm telling you, as soon as high school ended and I was working every day, it was like I could just count the friends on my fingers. And then now that I've upped and moved to Florida, it's like, I'm sorry, who are you? Oh, we were friends for 10 years. Remember that? No, I don't. Where have you been when I'm finally doing good for myself? But that's also something I've learned is people don't have the same heart as you. Not everyone's just going to be a sweet, loving person like I am.
Yeah.
There's definitely some cold, brutal people out there. But I think the worst part about it all is, like, I've seen how desperate and sad some people are. It's like, I posted a Snapchat up of a video of, like, me cashing in my paycheck in my car. And it was kind of like a cocky douchebag thing, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to be a cocky douchebag because I deserve it. I haven't been one in 20 years, so I'm just going to kind of do it.
At least
and
you own it, man.
It was like the amount of people that messaged me, they're like, yo, man, I know we haven't talked in forever, but can I borrow a grand and stuff like
man.
That? I'm like, you people are really going to do like it made me sick. I was like, I'm deleting this post. I'm not putting anything ever up like that. Like, it made me sick.
Yeah.
And it's just sad that some people have the guts to not talk to you for 2 or 3 years and then want to just ask you that. Like, I could never, ever do that. It's like, I could barely ask you if I could come sleep on your couch for a night if I was in your state, let alone, like, I don't know. Some people just have the nerve like that. It's weird. It really is kind of disgusting.
Yeah. I could talk about this for a while. Pops, do you have any input before I dive in?
You dive as deep as you want.
Listen, we're not trying to get it appropriate on here. Jeez.
We're not reading the fan fiction yet.
This is a PG-13 podcast, guys.
This isn't fan fiction reading yet. coming soon to Peace of Mind. I think so much like what Bailey was talking about, I think the a couple of things, really. One of which is that you never really get how disconnected you're going to be from people. like everybody talks about it when you're in school or when you're in class or when you're starting to wind down, especially in high school, of this, like, you know, oh yeah, well, you know, they're not going to be your friends forever. They're not going to last, or, you know, whatever message you want to hear there. That's like the contrarian. But you truly don't get how few quality friends you have until you're not around them every day. And then you find sometimes, and again, you know, I'm probably going to sound a little jaded here, and I really don't like, I see myself as like a realistic optimist. But there's also that realistic part to things where when you're not around those people anymore and you're not spending time in class with them or whatever, then you find that a lot of the relationships that you thought were valuable to you and that you thought were equal or you thought were like where you were valued, you find that is not the case and that all of a sudden people don't have time for you anymore. And sometimes it's not, you know, sometimes it's not personal. Sometimes it's not like, oh, they don't want to be your friend or they don't want to be around you. Sometimes it's just people get busy and they fall off or whatever. But then you also find that there are definitely those people that, that will really leave you high and dry, especially when you need them the most. And sometimes that is a very harsh reality of like, yo, I thought we were cool. Like I tried to be there for you. And I know Bailey, you talked about this specifically, you know, personally.
Yeah, me, you talked about this last night.
Yeah, actually. Personally, yeah. So. But you know, you find those people that you value as people and that you value as friends, and you find out that is not reciprocated. So they definitely aren't giving that back to you. And that can be a very hard pill to swallow sometimes of like, I really cared about you and I did what I could to be there for you. And now this is what I'm getting in return. So I now realize like I kind of need to check my reality here and I need to reassess where I am with all this. And that was something that I never really realized until, again, you know, I wasn't spending every day with them and I wasn't being around them. And then once I realized that, I started getting a read on, people that are being nice for the sake of being nice versus people that are genuine. And, it took me a little while to develop that and I'm still working on that. But definitely, checking my expectations at the door and, being very careful about how much trust I put in people up front. Because, like somebody in chat just said, like sometimes people are just a-holes, man. Like sometimes they are just not the people that you thought they were, or things aren't quite what you expected. So, but I think the flip side to that, is that sometimes you also find out that people are much better friends than you realized. And then you really come to value the small things, like the fact that I've known a guy since I was 3, basically. And the fact that we're still like, he's family. And the fact that that's been the case since we were 3. Like I'd grown up with that. So I didn't really realize how rare that was until I had all these people like freaking out about the fact that I'd known the guy since 3. I was like, well, yeah, of course. Like we grew up right next door to each other. Like we played together all the time. We did all these cool things together all the time. Like doesn't everybody do that? It's like, no, not at all. Like, what is that? And yeah, so I know I just kind of went off on a huge tangent there, so I'm going to give it away to somebody else for a minute.
Pauser, would you like to take over, or you?
I got nothing to add, really. Go for it.
So I guess I can chip in just a little bit. It's like it's kind of strange that like in the past few years is how long have we've known each other, what, 2 years now? Going on 2 years? I think it's been that
I
long,
think
funny.
so. They're about,
It's
yeah,
somewhere in there. Too
something
long, either way.
like
But it's very strange that I've sat here and like the conversations between me and you, even like when we have our personal phone calls, is it's so strange to me that I've known someone for only 2 years and I pick up the phone and call them about an opinion or something before I would someone I've known 20 years or 10 years. And that's something that's also smacked me in the face, I guess you could say, is it doesn't matter how long you're friends with someone. Someone that you meet for 2 weeks could have better intentions to be a better friend for you than someone you've known for 20 years, which in case you have is when something goes wrong with this website and I need to vent or get a personal opinion, you're the first person I call. There's no doubt about it. It's and just the loyalty you've showed me is it's if any, you ever needed anything, you know you could call, and I feel the same about you is if I ever needed anything, I know you would be right there. And that's just really cool to me, and I see how life works now is the friends you had through high school and middle school slept over at your house is you don't even know if they have a girlfriend or not now. You don't even know where they live. They're just they're out and about somewhere. And I would like to give a shout out to someone in the chat, the B. I talk to B all the time, and she has been there for me like crazy. And me and I love her to death. She has gave me so much support, and I try to give her as much support as I can. And
Absolutely.
it is just crazy for people that I've never met in person to be on like the hand of the five people that I trust with everything. It's just
Absolutely.
it's really cool how that works, and it's very strange, but it's a great feeling.
Yeah. Well, and B's good people. I mean, that's part of why I had her on episode 6. Like, she's a
No.
boss. So, Pobs, I know you can speak to this at least on some level, 'cause I mean, how long have you known Austin?
Shoot. How long have I known Austin? 9 years?
Yeah. See, and I realize, like, how did you all even meet? I feel like I've never heard this.
Think you've asked this before, maybe not, but he was friends with a mutual friend. And he was the mutual friend whose name is Todd was my neighbor, and Austin lived down the street, and he walked over to Todd's house, and he was like, "Hey, is Todd home? We want to hang out." And his mom was like, "Oh, he's at Luke's." And he was like, "Who's that?" And he was like, "That's next door. Just go next door. You'll be just knock." And he
You'll be
came
fine.
over, and yeah, he knocked, and we were like, "Yeah, whatever. Come on." And we just hung out and went from there.
Yeah, absolutely. See, and it's, and again, maybe this is just because I'm at the point now where that kind of stuff doesn't really happen. But I think valuing that stuff now is huge to me, because like somebody that I meet through random chance encounter, again, B was a random chance encounter, or Kit was a random chance encounter. I mean, really all of you that I've met on Twitch have been random chance encounters, just through mutual contacts or whatever. But the likelihood of
That's
that
life.
hap yeah well and but the likelihood of that happening outside of Twitch, where there's already like a shared interest, is super low. Where you just find somebody that you instantly kind of have some form of connection with is really low, at least for me, and maybe it's different for you all. But finding those kind of, and I don't want to say lifelong, because I mean, who knows what'll happen, but those really meaningful friendships, relationships, whatever the case may be, seems a lot more complicated and in adulthood versus high school, middle school, whatever. You know, somebody in chat made a good point of like, well, technically speaking, you're kind of forced to be around people in high school, middle school, because then you might end up being friends with people that you wouldn't normally be friends with outside of there. But even then, like, you still choose to spend your time with them. You don't have to. Like, you can be antisocial. You can just
decide. Yeah, it's not the type of thing of when your mom gives you the phone and goes, talk to grandma.
Right. Exactly. So, I don't know. I feel like, for me personally anyway, the likelihood of me randomly finding somebody that's that I would consider to be like a quality friend is super low in adulthood compared to when I was a lot younger.
Believe it or not, my chat had this discussion sort of recently, a couple weeks ago. I forget who brought this up, but relationships, you know, one genuine, real, the like, you know, your Stubbsy or my Austin, mm-hmm. or whatever, like, those are time and those are energy, and it's hard to have a lot of those, just because your time is limited, your energy is limited, you've got life, you got work, you have a wife, it's hard to get more really close friends. It happens.
Yeah.
But it's hard to get a lot more when you're older, because you have less time. You've already got lifelong friends, and, you know, it's just I think a lot of the new people you would meet in adulthood are people you meet through, like, work or events or, you know, something like that. Or like this Twitch, something random like this.
Yeah. Yeah, I think those are all, incredibly important points. And I think, you know, and I don't know if this plays a factor or not, and maybe this will be a point of discussion. I also wonder, because of life experiences and because of maybe negative relationships that we've had previously or whatever, if our guards aren't up higher.
I would agree.
Yeah.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so then that also creates another barrier, because we've like, okay, well, you know, and this may even be on like a subconscious level of like, well, this person kind of reminds me of this person, and this person was a jerk. So, you know, I'm not necessarily going to put them through like trials and tribulations, but I'm going to test the waters before I do this. And before I, again, you know, like you said, before I commit that time and energy, that's a lot higher than, oh, okay, well, we're going to be friends and sit next to each other at lunch. So, yeah. But,
Well said.
Thanks. But yeah, I think that's also a very valid point of like, you know, I think the intensity of things is a lot higher now, just because when you do spend that time, it's a lot more valuable, because you do have the other things that you could be doing, and you have other priorities in life, and you have other things that are important. And so when you choose to spend time with somebody, that's like that's a big thing. For sure.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry, I'm still getting over this cough. So with that being said, I think one thing, and I think this kind of feeds in nicely to one of the points that you wanted to make, Bailey, that I think is a good conversation topic of like, family not necessarily having to be biological, but, you know, also somebody that you could choose. So let me take a drink while you take that away.
Okay. So, I don't know if some of the stream knows my story, if they listened to the previous podcast that I was in, and some people know me personally in the stream right now.
But if not, go listen to it.
Yeah, and either way, we're still going to talk about this.
That's right.
Us. My My one of the fellow streamers that me and Funny are friends with, his name is the Nerd Nerfer. He doesn't do much streaming anymore, but his personal name is Shannon, and I've known him since I was roughly 8 or 9. And that man is more of a father to me than my real dad is. I'm sorry, Dad, if you're listening, it's there. He's an amazing man. Like, I talked to his wife today for an hour and 30 minutes on the phone during work. They're like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "Sorry, talking to my fake mom. Hope y'all just go do work. I'm busy." And it's just insane that, like, the connection I have with their kids and the connection I have with them is, it's so weird, is 'cause when I go over there and eat dinner with them, it's a real family. I feel like I'm in a real family. And when I go home and eat a meal, it's just a cold feeling. It's really weird. It's
Yeah.
the heart's not there, I guess. And it's just, family doesn't have to be blood. Family can be someone that chooses to be a part of your life and dedicates their time to be a part of your life. And I thank God every day that I met Shannon and his wife Michelle and everything and their kids, and that they gave me a life and a father and mother figure that I never really had.
Yeah.
Or I probably wouldn't be here at this day without them.
Yeah.
And it's just such a nice relieving phone call for to hear their voice and going, "Hey, how's the business going? And how's everything going? Blah blah blah." Instead of when my parents call, it's, "What are you doing? Okay, whatever. I wanted to see if you had any money we could spare, blah blah blah," type thing. And
Yeah.
it really sucks. But it's great knowing that there's some people out there that, even if you're not their blood related kid, they're gonna make you feel like you are. And it's a very warm, great feeling. And I thank everyone that's ever been there for me that type way. And it's helped me through a lot. So I advise everyone that doesn't have great parents to go get you a great set of fake parents, because it really helps in life.
That's awesome. But yeah, no, I think that's, I appreciate you sharing that, man, 'cause like that's I think that's definitely something that a lot of people can
No
relate to
hate to
for
my
sure.
real mom and dad. I love them to death, but
Yeah, I mean, it's just it's not, you
cold
know.
hard truth. It is what it is.
Well, and I think that doesn't necessarily make them any less family. It just means that you also have you have relationships with other people that you kind of
In a
want with your
different
own
way.
family, yeah, or that you'd hoped you would have gotten with your real family, or well, not with real, but biological family. Yeah, for sure. So I guess before I hop into my spiel, is there anything that you want to add, Bobs?
Go ahead and hop in, man.
I know Pob's already said ahead of time that he was just kind of along for the ride on this one because he wasn't sure how much he could add, but
Yeah.
I disagree. I think he's very valuable.
Me too.
Exactly.
I think he's just holding it all in.
Yeah, he's holding it in. He's absorbing.
He's ready to give us a juicy crying story at the end. We're waiting. It's okay. Take your time. I'm here all night.
No, I know it's so for those of you that don't that aren't involved with me on Twitch that may be listening to this later, I know it's kind of a silly thing really, but it's meaningful to me, and I mean it every time I say it, but so every time somebody follows my channel, which means that that's, you know, they're gonna, it's a possibility that they'll come back and spend more time in the channel at some point. I say welcome to the funny fam, and really, I mean that's like, that's how I see it. Like you all are, for all intents and purposes, like my online family. So if I'm gonna be playing games with anybody, I want to play with you all. Or if I'm gonna be spending time on Twitch with somebody, I want to be spending it with you all. Because I mean, you like, and I really can't say this enough, but you all are truly like a big thing in my life. And it's one thing that like I don't get to spend as much time on Twitch as I would like, just because, you know, I have other life priorities and I have other things going on. And I used to spend a lot more time on Twitch, but that doesn't mean that I value the relationship any less. And so I think because of that, like, you know, again, things different in adulthood, you can kind of choose who you want to be your family and how and what you even want family to be. Because I mean, some people it's like, okay, well, you know, family for me is just you know, people that I can stand to be around or whatever. Or family for me can be X, Y, and Z. And I think that's something that kind of gets lost in translation sometimes because, again, you know, sometimes it's lack of awareness or whatever the case may be, but you know, how valuable your time is and where you choose to spend it kind of then feeds into, how you view things. And that's why I say, like, hey, welcome to the funny fam, because it truly, you know, if there was anybody that I would choose to be family, you all would be part of it for sure. So I think that's it's very different in adulthood that I did not expect. Because I was like, you know, well, whatever, I'll have my friends and I'll spend time with my friends and that'll be that.
I mean, my mom always told me you shouldn't never have any internet friends. It's strange and weird. Look who's laughing now, Mom.
Absolutely. And it's funny because, you know, I don't want to get into a huge tangent on this, but like, again, technology making a huge difference. So sometimes, a lot of the times, and this is especially true for people with like, any kind of social difficulties in person. So whether it's like, you know, people that have been diagnosed like with the spectrum or people that, you know, struggle with anxiety or whatever. A lot of the times people develop these meaningful relationships online because it's easier for them to do that because A, they already have a shared interest because of where they're establishing these relationships. And then on top of that, you know, it's also, I guess a deeper level of, relationship than you could get, real time sometimes, especially if you're older and you've got time commitments, like it's real stuff. And I think a lot of people, haven't quite caught up with, what technology can do with that. And so there's a lot of that old school mentality of, well, you know, they're just your internet friends. It's like, well, that may be true, but that's still a really big relationship.
I mean, I'm in my girlfriend that I've been dating for over 2 years on the internet.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. And tell that to somebody.
Damn, I didn't know you were cheating on me.
So all that love you were feeling earlier is now gone. Good to know.
Where's Pobzer's Twitch? Unfollow.
Unfollow, unsubscribe. But yeah, exactly. And if you were to tell somebody that like 10 years ago, they would have laughed at you and they would have been like, what? Like that's people don't.
Oh, you got catfished.
Yeah, exactly.
Is what you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, maybe people know this, maybe people don't. ironically, that's how I met my wife, not through Twitch, but, I went to high school with her, but really we first started actually communicating on, and this is going to show my age, MySpace. So I reached out to her on MySpace first and then I talked to her in person afterward. Once I knew that she was cool with me talking to her, but, before that, had it not been for MySpace, we might not have ever gotten together and my life would be completely different now. But, you know, again, technology changing everything, like those relationships can become a lot more meaningful than people realize. And I think that, you know, with how commonplace dating sites are now, there's a lot more awareness for like technology and online stuff. And you know, Pobs's story now wouldn't get laughed at by anybody because they're like, oh, okay, well, yeah, of course you met online. Like, where else would you meet? But 10 years ago, like, that's not even a conversation.
You tell someone, oh, I'm getting married from a girl that I met on the internet. Yeah. Even five years ago, people would be like, are you serious?
And yeah.
It's a common so you thing.
Mean,
it's, I mean,
you mean
I
a Russian mail order bride.
Yeah. I have a personal friend that he met his girl on a dating site, and they didn't meet until the first year or something. And, God, they're going on 5 years of marriage now. It's like,
jeez.
Don't let just someone stop you from finding someone that you love. I mean, I can't say I found anyone because I lived in a hick town with the population of 10,000, so I knew everyone's cousin and uncle's name. But, you know, I found one of my first true love at the good old grocery store. But, you know, that's a Southern story to tell on another day. That's
I'll even
and
really go with that.
I met someone called Pobzer on the internet, but I guess that's over now, so we'll move on from that one.
That relationship has now been shattered. Oh, shoot.
Call Funny after this and give him a few tears and anger words.
Yeah, thanks, Pobs. Now I'm going to have another 30 minutes after the podcast where I got to talk to Bailey about his crushed feelings.
He says he's not your therapist. He says it's at the beginning of the podcast.
That's for all them people. It's me.
It's for all those others.
Yeah, God, get it right. He's taken, honey.
But yeah, so the... Yeah, I think that's kind of looping things back a little bit. I think that's definitely something that's been unexpected in adulthood, at least for me, has been like, oh, okay, well, relationships and friendships that are developed online are like real, and I can kind of choose who I want to include as like my close friends and family, and it's not a lot of this like, oh, okay, well, you're going to be friends with these people because you're forced into situations with them. It's, oh, okay, I can actually just go on Twitch and meet people. Like, what is this?
Yeah.
And then you can be like Pobs and be a boss and meet your very nice girlfriend that you've been with for 2 years.
Why'd you say it like that?
Because I didn't. I almost said something else, and I was like, "Well, you know, I'm not gonna. Nope. I'm just not even gonna say that." So
she is a very nice lady. I've talked to her all the time, and now I know that she's taking my spot. We're gonna have words.
Nah, she's great. No, I didn't
wait till he gets on Twitch tomorrow.
I didn't want to overstep boundaries, Bobs. That's all I'm saying, and I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
He was trying to say you got a sugar mama with a big butt that you love for 2 years. That's what he was trying to say. But
no, I didn't want to put any labels on anything that did not deserve a label. So that's all I'm saying. And that's the conclusion of part one of episode 8. I hope that you all enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed providing the experience. It's been great having people on and being guests as part of the experience. I hope that you're at least getting a little bit out of this at this point, because I feel like we're bringing some pretty powerful content. So I hope that you are finding that as well. Of course, if you liked it, please feel free to get the word out there and share it in whatever way you prefer, whether it be a rating or a share on your social media or whatever, so that we can get the word of peace of mind out there. And hopefully this episode brought you at least a little bit of peace of mind. Peace out, everybody.